Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Have a spectacular week. As you might have guessed, today's Fish Family bonus code is SWEEP, as the Marlins finished off winning all three in Pittsburgh this weekend. For the rewind of yesterday afternoon's game, here's Geff.
Well, what a difference about 72 hours makes, huh? After leaving Cincinnati with losses in 3 of 4 and many feeling as though the Marlins' playoff hopes were on life support, Miami comes into Pittsburgh to face a red-hot Pirates team in a ballpark. It's been a very tough place for the Marlins to play. But 72 hours later, the Marlins have swept this series, and the Pirates, three nail-biters. 6-5 Friday night, 3-1 last night, and 3-2 this afternoon as the Marlins come into Pittsburgh and win three critical ball games. Marlins wasted a little time getting on the scoreboard in this ball game, facing Ryan Vogelsong in inning number one. Christian Yelich unloaded.
The right-hander deals. Yelich swings, hits a high fly ball. Center field, McCutchen back in center at the wall, leaping. The ball is off the wall, or it bounced over the wall. It did. It got over the wall. It's a home run. A home run for Yelich, number 15. The 1-0 Marlins lead.
So Jose Urania had a cushion before he even took the mound here tonight. And Urania got off to a good start. Allowed a two-out hit. That was all in the first inning. Pitched a 1-2-3 second inning. Worked around a leadoff walk in the third and stayed a 1-0 Marlins lead into inning number four when the Marlins defense let Urania down after a single by Andrew McCutchen and a double to Gregory Polanco. Pirates had men at second and third with nobody out for David Freese. 2-1 pitch is bounced to third. Prado has a go off his glove, and everybody's going to be safe coming home to score McCutchen to even the game. 1-1 here in the fourth. And E5, actually the first of two errors charged to Martin Prado, very uncharacteristic in that fourth inning. So at that point, in a tie game, the Pirates had men at the corners for the rookie first baseman, Josh Bell, making his first big league start today. 2-1 from Urania is hit in the air to left center field. Yelich goes back on it. He's under it. Makes the catch. Tagging Polanco. He'll come home. And the Pirates take a 2-1 lead on a Bell sacrifice fly. But the Marlins got those two runs right back in the top of the fifth. An error by Pittsburgh shortstop Sean Rodriguez opened the floodgates. Adania Echevarria reaching safely on the Rodriguez error to begin that fifth inning. Jose Urania then dropped down a sacrifice bunt, getting Etch up to second base. D. Gordon bunted for a hit, and the Marlins at that point had men at the corners. Martin Prado coming up. D. stole second base, so second and third, one out for Prado.
He's got the sign and delivers. And Prado hits a slow bounder to third. Up with it, Freese looks at home, decides to go to first. They give up the run. The game is tied at two.
It was 2-2 in the fifth inning. After a walk to Christian Yelich, Marlins had two men on with two men out. Marcelo Ozuna coming up, and Ryan Vogelsong let one get away.
Here's the pitch, and it's low and outside. Gets away from the catcher Fryer to the backstop. Here comes D. Gordon home from third, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead on a ball that Fryer could not block that Vogelsong threw in the dirt.
Now, Jose Urania did his part this afternoon. He went six innings, allowed four hits, two runs, walked one, struck out three. Through 92 pitches, 56 strikes. He left on line for the victory. Ryan Vogelsong also went six. He left on the hook for a loss today. Allowed three runs, only one earned on three hits. Couple of walks, five strikeouts. A homer, Yelich in the first inning. Vogelsong, 96 pitches, 57 strikes. Nick Whitgren pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Then in the eighth, with a one-run lead, the Marlins brought A.J. Ramos into the ballgame. A.J. just off the disabled list today. And it was not an easy eighth inning for A.J. with Marte, McCutchen, and Polanco, the 2-3-4 men coming up for the Pirates. But Marte popped foul to the first baseman Rojas for the first out. Andrew McCutchen grounded to third for the second out. And then Polanco lined sharply to Rojas at first base to end the inning. It was a great return for A.J. and a very big spot today. A.J.'s perfect eighth inning. Our move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. A.J. got the eighth inning, and Fernando Rodney got the ninth with a one-run lead. He got David Freese to fly to the warning track and left for the first out. He caught Josh Bell looking at strike three for the second out, but then pinch hitter Matt Joyce drew a walk for Joyce's major league leading 15th pinch hit walk of the season. So the tying man was on. The winning man came up. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Fernando Rodney looking to close out the series sweep facing pinch hitter Francisco Cervelli.
Comes to the plate. A swing and a ground ball to the left side. Up with it, Prado fires over to first base for the out and the game. And the Marlins have swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. And once again, Fernando Rodney goes into that pose and fires the invisible arrow into the air. Nothing invisible about this series. The Marlins have swept the Pittsburgh Pirates.
It's a big win for the Marlins today, a big weekend for the Marlins. They close it out with a 3-2 victory on this Sunday afternoon. For Miami, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left. For the Pirates, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They strand 6 in the ball game. Jose Ureña, the winning pitcher, 2-4. His first win as a starter for the Marlins this year. Ryan Vogelsong hung with the loss. He drops to 2-3. And Fernando Rodney saved all 3 games in this series. The save today, his 24th of the season, number 7 as a member of the Marlins. Time of the game, 2 hours 55 minutes. And a crowd of 28,616 goes home disappointed as the Marlins win the ballgame 3-2 and sweep the series 3-0. The Marlins with the victory are 65-59 in the season. They improved to 34-31 on the road. They wind up this 7-game road trip with a 4-3 record. They lost the final 3 games in Cincinnati in a 4-game set, but they come back here in Pittsburgh and sweep 3 straight from the Pirates. This is one of my favorite stats of the year. Marlins win the season series from the Pirates 6-1, despite the fact they're outscored in the season series 24-22. Think about that. They win 6 of the 7 games, but overall the Pirates scored more runs. It almost seems impossible, but this is how they did it. The Pirates won the first game of the 7 these teams played back on May 30th in Miami, 10-0. Since then, the Marlins' 6 consecutive wins. The final scores 3-1, 3-2, 4-3, 6-5, 3-1, and 3-2. 4 1-run wins. And 2 2-run wins. Marlins take 6 out of 7 for the Pirates. All 6 of the wins go right down to the wire. Marlins with their second ever 3-game series sweep here at PNC Park. They swept 3 straight here in 2011. And they have now won 6 in a row from the Pirates to close out the season series this year. It's their second longest winning streak ever in the series against Pittsburgh. They won 8 straight from the Buccos, the final 2 games of 2010, before sweeping 6 in a row in 2011.
No game today. The Marlins enjoy a travel day. They start against the world champion Kansas City Royals tomorrow night at 7:10 from Marlins Park. Tuesday is the Seals and Deals Day. That means discounted tickets. Go to Marlins.com to get yours. Keep an eye out this afternoon. The Marlins Rewind Week in Review will be on the podcast page. We'll have the best sound from the clubhouse in Cincinnati and in Pittsburgh for you. Marlins.com/podcasts. Thanks as always for listening. We'll be on the Marlins Radio Network tomorrow night at 6:40.